Kendrick Carmouche is chasing history in tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. If he guides his horse Bourbonic to victory, he would be the first black jockey to win the Run for the Roses in 119 years. Joe Drape covers horse racing for the New York Times. He joins us now from Louisville. Joe, tell us more about the history here. I didn't know until I read your reporting this week that black jockeys actually dominated the Derby in the early days.
African-American jockeys were really our first superstars, our celebrities. They were on the pages of the sports page as well as the front page. They had won 15 of the first 28 Kentucky Derbies. They dominated tracks from New York to Kentucky. But then the Jim Crow laws came down at the turn of the century, and it became more dangerous for horse owners and trainers to ride black jockeys. There was an influx of Irish riders that came in. They roughed black jockeys up. By 1902, Jimmy Wingfield was the last one to win the Kentucky Derby, and he had done it back-to-back, but he was forced to go to Russia and try to renew his career there. Willie Sims had to go to England.
It's interesting how the history of this Derby is so running parallel to the history of the country, where you had real gains during the Reconstruction era, and then those are wiped out during the Jim Crow era. And it's this added burden for Kendrick Carmouche, Joe, because he has to answer all these extra questions about being the first in a long time, whereas many of his white counterparts can just concentrate on preparing for the race. How is he handling that? Is he talking about the ongoing racial reckoning in this country and bringing that movement to the track?
Kendrick sort of refreshingly tries to pass those off. He says he has not run into it at the track. And he's a guy who kind of reminds me of Jimmy Wingfield, who I wrote a biography about. Very adventurous. By the time he was 17, he moved to Philadelphia, long from his home in Louisiana, because he saw opportunity there. He's very close with his father, Sylvester, who was a jockey. And his father told him, look, be kind to everybody, work hard, and you'll find your way. And that's the way he has comported himself through Philadelphia, the Mid-Atlantic, Delaware, and now he's on the big-time circuit of New York, and he's been there 5 years, and he's worked hard and moved up the ladder each time around. He's trying to make it not a distraction, but he can't help but get the questions.
Sure, and we did see him and about a dozen other jockeys organize a knee-taking to show solidarity with folks who were protesting the killing of George Floyd. That was at Belmont Park last spring. And he's talked about, more generally, just getting his shot to race on the biggest stage at age 37. In fact, here he is speaking recently with the Kentucky Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association.
It's all about opportunity and time and patience and keep working hard, man. I always tell people, don't give up because you never got the opportunity right away. Just keep working hard. The sun will shine on you one day and you'll make the best of it.
So here he is getting his shot, Joe. What are his odds? I mean, is he among the favorites or is his horse kind of a long shot in this one?
He's going to be a long shot, I'm afraid. And I do think he will win a Derby in the coming years, but maybe not on Bourbonic. It's sort of shocking that he's even there here Saturday. Bourbonic was 72-1 when he went off in the Wood Memorial. Kendrick got him a great last final burst in the stretch, and he went from last to first and won by a nose. So that got him this historic ride, but his odds are pretty long going into Saturday.
Well, and the name has to count for something, Joe, right? I mean, it's like Bourbon with an IC at the end. That's got to be a winning name in Kentucky. Come on.
Bourbonic, and how about this exact, a midnight bourbon with Bourbonic? That's a winning exacta right there.
That's a winning combo. Who are the favorites then, if it's not Bourbonic?
Essential Quality is the favorite. He's 5 for 5, the 2-year-old champion. Is a great colt owned by Sheikh Mohammed, who's put, he's the ruler of Dubai, who's put billions into this sport all across the world, but in Kentucky especially. He's tried to win this 11 times. Fourth is the best he's been able to do. So Essential Quality is definitely the horse to beat here.
So, Joe, just pulling back a little bit, I mean, the Derby is back on the first Saturday in May after being delayed last year because of COVID-19. And so right on schedule, we got some fans back at Churchill Downs. It's a good sign in a lot of ways. And, of course, there's other things folks love about this event, not least of which is the big hats and the mint juleps. But horse racing is a sport that is problematic in other ways, though, right? I mean, we've spoken to you about the alarming number of horses dying at racetracks, trainers in some cases doping horses with illegal performance enhancers. What is the broader state of the sport as we get ready for the Derby tomorrow?
Well, horse racing's trying to get its act together, and it may be too little too late, but they have passed a federal bill called the Horse Safety and Integrity Act that would put in uniform rules in, and that would cut out some of the integrity issues. The bill's passed. They're forming that right now. You know, this is a great day and a great event, but it is losing momentum, and it has mainly because of its own fault, the dead horses, the doping. You know, I think we have a greater awareness among the population about animal rights, and I think they have pushed them to get this bill passed, and let's see if it will clean it up. But as we're seeing on Oscar shows and all kinds of other sports, the world is reset as we're coming out of this pandemic. And I think things that used to matter maybe don't matter as much anymore. And I think that goes across culture and society.
Well, here's hoping that tomorrow's Derby is a sign of hope for some sense of return to normalcy in the sporting world. Joe Drape covers horse racing for the New York Times. Joe, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me, guys.